All right, Treek, it's Scott. It's just gone 20 to 5. Hope you're going home soon. I've got Nelly Furtado, got the Fray coming up. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
You're right?
Yes, thank you.
Now, I have your email here.
Right.
About your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now tell me about it.
Okay, well, my ex-boyfriend Nick, I split up with him about 3 months ago, and basically I've still got loads of stuff of his at my house.
You've stolen it or what?
No. It's his stuff that he left there, and I've texted him and I've called him for so long saying, do you want it? Do you want to come round and get it? He's like, yeah, definitely want it. I'll come round and get it. And he just hasn't picked it up.
So, like, what kind of things? Clothes?
It's like DVDs. He's got some decks and vinyls that he's left there, and he's a football mug.
He left a football mug behind.
He did.
Well, I would have as well. Have you got a football mug?
Yeah, I've got. Yeah, I've got one recently, actually. But I always have my morning tea out of that.
Do you?
Anyhow,
do all boys have those? Football?
I think most boys have a football mug. Yeah,
but at the moment it's in your flat, Jenny, right?
Yeah.
How many times have you asked, do you think, for him to come and get it?
It must be about 7 or 8 separate times.
Right. Are you still on speaking terms with him, then?
Yeah, just about.
Right.
Really, that's all we've spoken about, him getting his stuff.
Yeah. Here's a question, why don't you just chuck it?
Well, but I was thinking of doing that, but every time I've said to him, do you want it? He's like, I definitely want it. I am going to get it. Please don't throw it away. And so I couldn't, really.
Did you dump him or did he dump you?
Well, I didn't really have a choice in the matter. He kind of just started seeing someone else.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Right. Why don't you just throw it all out then? Just get rid of it, apart from the mug.
I'm trying to take the moral high ground here.
Oh, that's a horrible place to be. Always go for the moral low ground. It's much more fun.
Okay, right, I think I've got some kind of idea to resolve this, okay?
Okay.
I noticed on your email you did put Nick's number on, just in case we wanted to do anything with that.
Yeah.
So, what we've done, Laura gave him a call earlier and kind of sweet-talked him a little bit.
Right.
And we're going to play a game, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, no, this is good, right? Whatever happens at the end of this game...
Yeah.
His stuff will be out of your life forever, and there'll be no more reminders of Nick.
Perfect.
Okay?
Apart from in your head.
Hi, Nick.
Hiya.
How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Sorry, Jenny.
Oh, God.
You heard what Jenny had to say, yes?
Yep.
You've left all your stuff around her house for 3 months, and she still hasn't flogged it or thrown it away.
Well, I wouldn't really say that I left it there.
Well, no, you have clearly left it there.
Well, it kind of found its home there for a while, and, like, it's just staying there until I find a new home for it, really.
For, like, a storage unit?
I'm not sure I like you. And you ran off with somebody else.
I'm not saying anything about that.
Right. Well, you did. See, I think it's guilt.
Do you?
I don't think he can bear to see Jenny knowing what a git he is.
I think he's worried that he might go around to pick his stuff up and see her and won't be able to control all his old feelings, and then that might, you know, start a whole new thing.
I don't think he cares.
Don't you?
No.
Men, hey?
I'll let you ponder on that one.
Yeah.
Right, listen...
relationship experts that we both are.
this is what I want to do, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need to get the phone, anybody? Hello?
Hello.
Right, okay.
Hello?
Right, this is what I want to do, okay? We want to have a little quiz. Nick.
Right.
Are you paying attention, Nick, or have you lost interest?
I can see why you aren't getting... he really can't be bothered to get his stuff back, because he kind of loses interest after about 2 minutes, doesn't he?
What I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
Nick.
Hello.
Right, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have a quiz, okay?
Yeah.
Right, and for each question you get right, yeah, I'm going to get someone to go round to Jenny's, and they will carry over an item of your stuff absolutely free of charge. No effort required for you at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah?
Excellent. That's
up now.
But for each question you get wrong, Jenny is going to destroy an item of your personal belongings right here and now on Radio 1.
Brilliant. Oh, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Not at all. That's perfect. Good plan.
Stay right there. We'll do it in a minute.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1. 1. 1. Radio 1.
Afternoon, it's Scott. I've got that Mims tune, This Is Why I'm Hot, coming up, and The Fray. Right, so I've been talking to Jenny and her ex-boyfriend, Nick. They split up 3 months ago, but Nick still has loads of his personal belongings at Jenny's place. And he can't be asked to pick it up, but he says he still wants it. So we are now going to resolve this little situation through the medium of a quiz. That's right, isn't it, Jenny?
Yeah, that's the situation.
Right, so here's the plan. We have your ex-boyfriend, Nick, on the line right now.
Yeah.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Still there.
Right, so this is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask you a series of questions, Nick.
Yep.
Still paying attention? Good. Yep. For each question you get right, you will get a bit of your stuff back.
Excellent.
Well, I will personally pay for it to be delivered from Jenny's place to your place. No hassle for you.
Good, good, good.
For each question you get wrong, Nick, Jenny will destroy an item of your stuff. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Right now.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. All your questions are about... Do you need to get that phone? Hello?
Hello?
Do you need to get that phone?
No, it's all right.
Okay, all right. I wouldn't want to lose your attention halfway through.
No, it's all right. No, I'm with you. Don't
right.
worry.
Okay, all your questions today, Nick, are about Jenny.
Okay.
You confident?
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay. How long did you go out with Jenny for?
It was about a year.
Right.
Is that the first question?
No.
All right.
Right.
Not bonus.
you should know all the answers then in that case.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Okay, Jenny, what's the first item?
Okay, we got his DVDs, and the DVDs I've got here are Kill Bill, his Rocky box set, and Little Miss Sunshine.
It's a brilliant film.
Yeah. Right, get this question right, Nick, and your DVDs will be yours again. Even Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine is brilliant.
If you get them wrong, Jenny will trash them. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Right. What colour are Jenny, your ex-girlfriend's, eyes?
Oh, I'd have to say green.
Yeah.
It is green.
Yay! Yeah.
Hey. Would you have got that right, Chopper?
What, knowing Jenny's eye colour?
No.
No, I don't think... have we, Jenny?
Not that.
No,
No, I mean about your lovely wife.
Would I have got eye colour right?
Yeah, loads of blokes don't know that,
No, I would never... No.
You wouldn't know that.
I'm always grateful if they're just both pointing in the same direction when I look into eyes.
Okay, Nick, right, you've got your DVDs back. So, brilliant. We're going to deliver them back to you, all right?
Excellent.
Jenny, tell us the next item.
Okay, the next item is his football mug, which, yeah, controversial. On the front, it says, world's best footballer.
Of course.
Okay, well, if you answer this question right, I will get that mug back to you in one piece. Get it wrong, and the mug gets it, Nick.
Okay.
All right. What is Jenny's favourite film?
Ooh, that's a difficult one.
Have a think. You don't want to get this wrong, do you?
No, I don't really. I'll take a bit of a guess and say Titanic.
Nick, no, I'm afraid you're wrong.
What is it?
What? Anchorman.
A bit of a difference there.
I know.
I'm not really big on my films, but I know there's a difference.
Even
there.
I know the difference between Titanic and Anchorman.
Although Titanic's always a good bet, I think, if you don't know.
Nick, I'm afraid that's the wrong answer.
Oh, pretty woman. Or ghost.
Jenny, right, you know what to do.
Yeah.
I want you to destroy your ex-boyfriend's mug right now.
I'm so looking forward to this.
Go. Oh, how are you feeling, Nick?
I'm very, very hurt at the moment.
I'm feeling your pain at the moment.
The mug is no more.
Yeah.
There is one item left, and it's a good one. What is it, Jenny?
It is Nick's deck and set of vinyl.
Won't be fair.
No, we're playing a quiz, aren't we? Right, okay, listen, get this question right, Nick, and your record decks, which I presume have got some value, and also your vinyl will be delivered to your door absolutely free of charge.
Yeah,
Radio.
Get it wrong, and I'm afraid Jenny destroys your decks and precious vinyl.
Now, that's just plain wrong, really.
Jenny, can I... But you have unplugged them, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a bad end to the quiz if you were electrocuted.
It would end on a bit of a low,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
He'd win.
Yeah, he'd win.
Right, it's all on this question. Nick, how are you feeling about this? Nick.
Hello.
Oh, he's gone again.
Nick, how do you feel about this?
I'm not really feeling that good about it at all.
Right.
At all.
You have the worst attention span of anybody we've ever spoken to.
He really has.
I know.
He's lost interest four or five times now.
It's been a nightmare to go out with.
Right, okay, here's your question. To save your decks and your vinyl.
Yes. Give it to me, come on.
What is Jenny's bra size? She's your ex-girlfriend, you should know this.
That's like asking a woman to read a map, innit?
You're doing yourself a lot of favours today.
I'm waiting for the answer.
Pardon?
God. I might just smash them up now rather than waiting for the answer.
Okay, what's your guess, please?
I'm pretty sure it's 36C. 36C.
Jenny. Okay. Jenny.
Yeah.
And?
He's wrong.
What is it, actually?
It's 34C.
Oh, Nick, you're wrong.
No, don't.
Okay, Jenny,
no.
Off you go. I'm sorry, Nick. Nick? I think he's lost interest again. Keep going, Jenny.
I never knew that everything was falling apart.